Instant Classic, Ejections, and Selling the Game. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, making college affordable, accessible, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Under the Superior Dome in Marquette Saturday were perfect conditions for a classic battle in the first year of two divisions of the MHSAA 8-player football playoffs. A much-anticipated matchup of two teams that like to pound the ball, Deckerville and Central Lake, kept fans on the edge of their seats throughout, with Central Lake finally prevailing 32-30 on a late touchdown run by quarterback Gavin Mortensen.
You know, just growing up, you watch the finals on TV and you're like, well, I'm never going to be there, but it's cool to watch still. You dream about it and then, you know, all of a sudden you're a state champion. It's crazy.
The Trojans were the newcomer to the 8-player party this year after a 2-7 finish in their last 11-player season a year ago. You can read more about the 8-player football finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health Game Balls this week go out to the girls' swimming team at East Grand Rapids, which moved up in class this year and captured the Division II crown at the Lower Peninsula Girls' Swimming and Diving Finals Saturday at Holland, and the girls' volleyball team at Novi, which made it a three-peat with the Class A crown, defeating Bloomfield Hills Marion in three sets at Battle Creek. Are you fueling properly? Most student-athletes should eat every 3 to 4 hours. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Good sportsmanship is at the foundation of what high school sports is all about. Whenever a coach or player is ejected for unsportsmanlike conduct or behavior, that individual is suspended for the rest of that day of competition. In some sports, that means that they're done for the rest of that game on that day, or in sports where there are doubleheaders or tournament play involved, the person is disqualified from that entire day of competition. The rule then also requires that that coach or player is also ineligible for the subsequent day of competition, essentially being a one-day suspension for anyone who is ejected.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. In the evolution of 8-player football in Michigan, the growth to two divisions of play in a short time has been amazing, but not without growing pains. And the pain probably starts when the community is making the switch from the 11-player game played for so many Friday nights. Case in point, Crystal Falls Forest Park. With all the success the Trojans have had historically and the great community pride it creates, facing the reality of having to go to the 8-player game was hard. But in year two of the game, a great crowd turned out at the Superior Dome Saturday to cheer their Trojans on to a victory over Portland St. Patrick in a pure display of power football, harkening back to when Crystal Falls won the first two Class D titles over 40 years ago with the most powerful running back the UP may have ever seen, Bill Santilli, carrying the mail. And as I shook Santilli's hand towards the conclusion of that win Saturday, I told him I hoped that this would win people over in his community, and he smiled and agreed. Playing the game at a level that makes educational sense for our kids is what high school sports should be all about. And I'm sure that that new trophy up at Crystal Falls today will get the same treatment that the original state championship hardware got, as the tradition of that still proud program lives on. If you can't make it to Ford Field for this weekend's 11-player football finals, catch all the action on Fox Sports Detroit Plus. FoxSportsDetroit.com will have live streaming video of all of the games, and live streaming audio will also be available at MHSAANetwork.com. All of the games will be archived at MHSAA.tv, which will also carry live post-game press conferences. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.